Catholic League decries Soros-funded attack on Cardinal Dolan. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 2, 2020. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has denounced an attack that Democrats, following a George Soros-funded activist's lead, have waged against Cardinal Timothy Dolan. Catholic malcontents, who are infinitely more concerned about the weather than the intentional killing of innocent children, are upset that Cardinal Timothy Dolan was gracious in his recent remarks about President Trump. They are an embarrassment, notes Dr. Donahue in his May 1 statement. According to a Catholic League article entitled Soros-funded attack on Cardinal Dolan, Donahue was referring to an online letter a Soros-funded group, Faith in Public Life, posted Friday. The letter censured Cardinal Dolan and other bishops for engaging in a phone call last Saturday with President Trump, insisting that the president is not pro-life. Instead of challenging Trump's cruelty toward immigrants, denial of climate change and racism, Cardinal Dolan praised the president, the letter declared. He even joked he talked to Trump more than his own mother. Donahue observes that the first person listed as a critic of the New York Archbishop in a recent Crux article is John Gehring, who is funded by the atheist billionaire George Soros. If I were on their side, I would not be so stupid as to flag a guy who owes his livelihood to an anti-Catholic and anti-Semitic bigot. But I am so happy they did, Donahue concludes. John Gehring is the former communications director at Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good, a group John Podesta, the former campaign chairman for Hillary Clinton, created. Thanks to the 2012 release of leaked emails from Mr. Podesta, there is confirmation that he personally helped to launch Alliance for the Common Good to infiltrate the Catholic Church in an attempt to instigate a liberal revolt against the U.S. bishops. The most damning of the emails is a 2012 exchange between Podesta and left-wing activist Sanford Newman, president of Voices for Progress, bearing the subject line "Opening for a Catholic Spring." The emails reveal that Newman conspired with Podesta to create a Catholic Spring, in which Catholics themselves demand the end of a Middle Ages dictatorship and the beginning of a little democracy and respect for gender equality in the Catholic Church. Podesta responded to the proposal by claiming he had already created two Catholic front groups for this very purpose. "We created Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good to organize for a moment like this," he said. "Likewise Catholics United." One of the ploys of Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good was to try to convince the bishops to downplay the importance of the abortion issue in favor of a broader, watered-down commitment to life, including everything from unemployment to climate change to healthcare. This would allow Catholics to support the Democrat Party despite its errant commitment to abortion on demand, which the Catholic Church considers to be murder. In a 2009 op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, Ann Hendershot noted that drawing upon support within Catholic community agencies is a strategy that worked well for Barack Obama when he was running for president. The article explicitly mentions the two fake Catholic groups John Podesta founded. Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good and Catholics United tried to neutralize the abortion issue during the campaign by suggesting that Mr. Obama's proposals on social justice issues like poverty were the way to reduce abortion rates without restricting abortion rights, the article stated. Relying on this same strategy, the letter that Faith in Public Life posted Friday accuses Mr. Trump of not being pro-life, despite his overt support for the pro-life movement and his naming of pro-life judges both to U.S. District Courts and the Supreme Court. Follow at Williams Rome.